Blog Talk Radio.
It's Saturday, June 11th, 2016, and this is show number 51.
The age of delusion is here. The great falling away has begun. False teachers and false gospels are everywhere. The angel of light has become so visible in today's apostate church that even false Bibles have made their way into mainstream Christianity. The Bible warns that on Judgment Day, Jesus will say to the many, "I never knew you." This program exists to make sure that when Jesus says that, he's not talking to you.
God Thoughts Radio is on the air. I'm Pastor Brad, and today I want to talk about a question, a single question, that has forever changed and altered my life for the better. And that question is simply, do you know Jesus? My willingness to ask other people that question. Do you know Jesus? I was listening to an online sermon the other day, and the pastor actually was advising against such an approach. He was saying that we need to build a relationship with people first before we introduce our relationship to Jesus, our Christianity. He used the term, he says, you know, you don't want to just walk up to people and ask them, do you know Jesus? But I want to challenge that today. I want to challenge that biblically and practically. Biblically, I see in Jesus, and I'm just perusing the first couple of chapters of the book of Mark, the original gospel, and we find Jesus going about preaching the gospel of God. I'm looking at verse 14 of chapter 1. After John had been taken into custody, Jesus went into Galilee preaching the gospel of God. He didn't have a relationship with those people. He preached the gospel of God first, saying, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Now, I understand how offensive that would sound to many today, and yet that's what Jesus did. He doesn't change. Moving on to verse 39 of chapter 1. He went into their synagogues throughout all of Galilee, preaching. In fact, Mark 6:12, he sent them, the disciples out, sent the apostles out, preaching, saying, repent and believe in the gospel. You know, I want to suggest to you that far from waiting for a relationship to be established, I want to suggest to you that there are five reasons at least that I've found experientially that we should introduce Jesus to people as quickly and as soon into a potential relationship as we possibly can, even chance encounters. I'm talking about people that you run into at the bank or the grocery store. I want to give you these five reasons and my reasoning behind them. The first reason for asking people whether or not they know Jesus is because it provides an environment for God to work. In fact, the way God introduced this to me is about a year ago, and I got my car towed, and I won't get into that. It was my fault, and again, I won't get into that. But anyway, I went to pick up my car, my vehicle, and as I was talking with the gentleman behind the desk, I'm always trying to weave in a witness. I'm always trying to come up with an excuse to try and move the conversation in a direction where I can talk about God. But in this case, man, I just couldn't make any connection at all. There was just nothing, and yet I was feeling very, very convicted that I needed to share Jesus with him. So after about 15 minutes, all the paperwork was done. He had run my credit card, and it was time for me to go out in front and pick up the vehicle, but I hadn't shared with him at all, so I just blurted out very awkwardly, completely out of context. I just said, "Hey, man, do you know Jesus? And do you know that that began a conversation that wound us up talking about me being a pastor and doing a church plant and he's always had the desire to do one of those donation programs where people donate their vehicles to the church and receive finance for that. Anyway, to make a long story short, we establish that ministry relationship. And notice the following. I asked him the question, "Hey man, do you know Jesus?" before we had a relationship, but it was that very question that initiated the relationship. So I want to tell you, your willingness to ask people if they know Jesus provides an environment for God to work. Second reason that I found that's so important to, as often as you can, to take every opportunity to ask people, do they know Jesus, is that it shows tremendous care. It shows tremendous care for people. My daughter and I were traveling one day, this is several months ago now, and we love to stop by local hole-in-the-wall coffee shops, which we did on this morning. And the young man behind the desk was wearing a T-shirt that indicated some form of spirituality. And so I just asked him, I said, "Hey man, do you know Jesus?" And do you know what? He did know Jesus. He was a Christian, and it was very, very providential that I asked him that question, because we embarked on about a 25-minute dialogue conversation. He was wanting to be a missionary, but he had some concerns. And I explained to him that I trained missionaries for a living, and that provided a beautiful opportunity for a little bit of mentorship to give him a little bit of guidance and direction. And my daughter and I wound up praying for this young man at the end of our time together. Please notice once again that, A, it provided an environment for us to care for this guy. But secondly, please note, when we walked into that coffee shop, we had no relationship with him. But after initiating the question, "Hey man, do you know Jesus?" it established a relationship with him. So I want to just say straight up that I believe that the biblical model, whether it be Jesus himself or those who were his followers, that this is the way to roll. That unless God specifically blocks you, there's some reason why he's saying remain silent, assume that it's God's will that everybody you come into contact with, at your first available opportunity, ask them whether or not they know Jesus. It's amazing the way God can use it, which leads me to reason number three, and that is it's going to open the door for you to have a greater witness and testimony. Again, my daughter and I were traveling when my car broke down. And the bottom line is, broke down near a gas station, and the mechanic was gracious. He came over and took a look at it. And his attitude was such that it made me think, surely this guy is a Christian. And so it opened the door so easily for me to say to him, "Hey man, do you know Jesus?" And as it turned out, he did not know Jesus, but he had this religious background that gave us this tremendous opportunity to talk of such things. When all is said and done, not only did my car get fixed, which was just God's excuse for me and my daughter to touch base with this guy, but I wound up being able to give him and his assistant mechanic two God Thoughts books. And again, we started from no relationship, but because of the willingness to be open about Jesus and ask the individual, do they know him, it initiated, it began the relationship. So my opinion is just the opposite of that online preacher. Rather than wait for a relationship, no, do not wait. That's not what Jesus did. That's not biblical. It's not what his followers did, and it's not what his followers should do. You only have X amount of opportunity. Some people, you're only going to have an opportunity to touch them once in life. You want to take every opportunity you can to share Jesus with them. And a simple question, do you know Jesus? It provides an environment for God to work, shows tremendous care, and it opens the door for your witness and for a testimony. Now, there's two other reasons that I've experienced to ask people this question, and that is, fourthly, I'm telling you, it's going to change you. It has changed me, I would say dramatically. It has increased my faith. It has increased my witness. It has increased my testimony. It has increased my boldness. It has increased my effectiveness for Christ. And it has increased my influence on others. It's simply going to change you. And that leads me to the fifth and final reason. I'm sure that there's others, but these are my own experiential reasons. And that is this. It's not only going to change you, it's going to change the world. And I do not believe I'm exaggerating about that. I want to tell you that old Christian hymn, there's just something about that name. There is just something about that name, isn't there? It's a name unlike any other name. You can mention God, you can be spiritual, you can mention a Buddha or Muhammad or any other name out there, but the minute that you introduce the name Jesus, it changes the environment and it engages the kingdom of God to be active and present in that environment. And so that's my reasoning for you and for me to ask that question as often as the Lord gives you opportunity. And again, I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you. Assume that that's what God wants you to do. Assume that that's what God has called you to do, unless there's some very unique and rare circumstance where God is asking you to be silent. But let's just think about this practically, because I can just hear the critics out there. Well, no, that's not politically correct. That's too bold. That could be offensive, and so on. Let's just think about this practically. Is that the way we roll with other people that we know? If you know somebody famous, or you know somebody who is powerful, or you know somebody who's in a position to help, and let's stick with that. You know somebody who's in a position to help the person that you're talking to, and you're unwilling to say, hey, man, do you know so-and-so for risk of offense? Come on, the worst thing that's going to happen if you say, hey, man, do you know Jesus? I remember sharing with this with a guy behind the desk at Quick Stop, and he just looked at me kind of funny. He says, no, and I don't really want to, but thank you. And I said, oh, no worries, man. Just was curious. And that was the end of that conversation. But at least I showed care, provided an environment for God to work. And by the way, who knows how God might use that in the future, because I continue to go to that Quick Stop, and I've had countless tens of interactions with him. It didn't hurt the relationship at all. Not at all. In fact, it opened a door that perhaps at some point in the future I'll be able to walk through. But if you knew somebody that that loved the person, that was willing to help the person, that had the power to heal the person, that had the power to deliver the person, why wouldn't you ask them the question, hey, do you know so-and-so? Because I do, and I can introduce them to you if you'd like. He has the power to bring healing to your life, deliverance. He has the power to make you free. He has the power and authority to help you. And Jesus loves you with a love that you've never known. So that's my question for those who would be hesitant or trying to find reasons why not to. My question is, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you say to everyone and anyone you come into contact with, hey, man, do you know Jesus? I want to conclude today by, let's think this through practically into the future. We're all, the Bible says that at some point every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus says that on that day, judgment day, he's going to say to those on his right, go into eternal life, and on those to his left, into eternal judgment. And so there's going to be a time, O professing Christian, if indeed you do know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're going to get there, and Jesus is going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, enter into your rest, and you're headed to heaven, whatever that looks like, you're headed to heaven for eternity. Now, what about the people that were perhaps in your family? What about the people that were perhaps people that you called friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow people that you went to church with, that you knew from the community? And they're headed into eternal separation from God, and they're looking at you as you're headed to heaven, and they're surely wondering why didn't you care enough about me to ask me the question, hey man, do you know Jesus? Why did you not? What excuse will be valid enough? I didn't feel like we had a close enough relationship. Again, this message, I hadn't intended it, but it occurs to me now. This is exposing another one of those areas, yet another area of this age of delusion in which the church has gone completely spiritually bankrupt, where black is white and bitter is sweet and wrong is right. And I want to challenge that today. I want to challenge you to love people. That's a catchphrase, right? Everybody agrees with that. But I want to challenge you to love people the way Jesus loved people. He went out preaching the gospel. I want to challenge you to love people the way his followers, the 12 apostles, the apostle Paul, loved people. They went out and they preached everywhere that men should repent and believe in the gospel. And I guess that's a whole other program, right? I'm not challenging you to introduce yourself to someone for the first time and say, repent and believe in the gospel. I'm simply challenging you to, at some point in the conversation, introduce the question, do you know Jesus? Give God an opportunity to work. I want to tell you, as for me and for my house, we don't want there to ever be anyone on Judgment Day that said, you know what, I knew Pastor Brad, but he never told me about Jesus. He acted like he was my friend, but now as we are going to be eternally separated, he from me and me from the Lord, why didn't he care enough about me to even ask me that question? In closing, dear brother and sister, today I want to invite you. I have an invitation and a blessing. The invitation is right here and right now to repent of your lack of care for people, to repent of your compromise, to repent of your spirit of timidity and fear. Are you a professing Christian? Then I want to challenge you to profess the Christ of Christianity. I want to challenge you right now to repent of the spirit of the age and the apostate church that exemplifies timidity that is not of Jesus. God is in 2 Timothy 1:7. God hasn't given us a spirit of timidity. God has given us a spirit of boldness. And the apostles preached, they prayed constantly that God would fill them with boldness. And that's the blessing that I want to leave with you. Repent of your compromise. Repent of your careless ways, your unloving ways. Make a commitment to share Jesus with that simple question, do you know Jesus? And as you do, God's spirit and his power and your effectiveness is going to increase. And I just want to pray a prayer of boldness over you right now. Oh, Lord, I thank you for this time. I thank you for this message. I thank you for the model from your word that you gave to us, the model of the apostles. And Father, I want to pray for that listener right now. I want to loose your anointing. I want to loose your anointing of boldness upon them. The apostles prayed and they were filled with the spirit of boldness. I'm praying right now, and I, by faith, receive the spirit of boldness upon these listeners. Father, baptize them in your spirit of boldness. May this moment be a forever change moment. In Jesus' name, I pray. And lastly, Father, I pray that here's what I know about you. For those that are praying this prayer, you're going to provide an opportunity very soon, undoubtedly this very day. And, oh God, I pray that you'll do whatever you need to do, whatever is necessary to empower and anoint and inspire and discipline them, discipline us to be the kind of people that we want to be the kind of people that you've called us to be. Ambassadors for Christ, in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Thanks so much for joining us today at God Thoughts Radio. For more information about Pastor Brad and God Thoughts, go to GodThoughtsGlobal.com, where you'll also find archives from all of our past shows. Pastor Brad would love to speak at your church. You can contact him via email at GodThoughtsWired@gmail.com or connect with him on LinkedIn at Dr. Brad Righteous. Until next time, thanks for listening.